Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defont Leroy Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 245 of the Por Favor Manténgase Alejado de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman.
Good evening, sir. How are you today?
I'm doing all right, thanks.
That's good. Another day in paradise?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's starting to get a little chilly.
Good.
Sleeping weather, right?
Yep, good sleeping weather. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. College basketball, light the fire, and watch some college hoops.
Yep,
nothing better than that. Nothing better than that, sir.
There's people coming in. Oh, we might get some snow soon. I'm like, I hate those people. I want to, like, throw something at their head.
There's nothing that you can
it's
do,
It's not
though.
Their fault.
Yeah, it's not
it's
their
not
fault.
It's not their fault. But they're like, you know, I don't know, don't remind me of it. That's all right. I have, like, I think I'm very close to my fast pass window for my next trip down there. So we're getting inside the window there.
That's good, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. The beautiful thing about a January trip is that you get, like, Thanksgiving and Christmas to distract you, and it goes by quick, and then all of a sudden Christmas is over, and you got 2 weeks until your trip.
Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Yeah, you know what the unfortunate thing is, though?
When that trip's over, you got a month and a half of
nothing. Yeah, you've got a lot of mud.
A lot of mud in between there,
yep.
And the daisies pushing up, right?
It's almost better if it's, like, toward the end of February.
Yeah. I understand, but...
From a psychological standpoint.
No, I know exactly what you're saying. I don't necessarily disagree with that, but...
Because you're really going to be miserable the end of January.
Yeah, those like, January 31st, February 1st, I'm just going to be, like, kicking myself another 6 weeks. Oh, Puxatony Phil comes out 6 more weeks of winter!
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That's all right. We're gonna make it through. We got the trip coming. I'm very much looking forward to that. But what else is? How's your pool coming along? You said you were hopeful it'd be ready in time for Thanksgiving.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
it's
that's
still,
not gonna happen.
Yeah, it's close. It'll be close.
You have the lanai up yet?
No, not the lanai yet.
That's the last part though. Right?
No, they actually put that up, but they let the pavers rest for 3 to 4 weeks before they put the lanai up because I guess they want to just make sure it settles and everything.
It's
so,
settling, yeah.
No, the last thing is so they'll put that up and then they will put in the filter and the heater.
Yep.
And then the electrician, somebody has to be home because the electrician pretty much spends a day here and he needs access to your box.
To your panel and everything, hooking everything up. It makes
and
sense.
Then the last thing is where they put the Pebble Tech. That's what it's called, Pebble Tech. That's what they put in the pools.
And then they just fill it up?
Put that, fill it up, and then you go to, like, Pool University and they hand over the keys.
Oh, Pool University, huh?
Yeah, they come over and, like, spend a couple hours with you showing you how to do everything.
Well, that's good.
Yeah.
You should go live for that.
You want me to go live?
I would watch that.
Yeah, all right, I'll go live
at
for
Pep. Pool University, do you get a diploma? You wear your bathing suit?
Yeah, probably.
And then you gotta
see
get
if
the
I can
surround
get
sound
going.
Oh, man. Do you have the TV mounted yet? Oh, no, because the lanai's not.
No, because the lanai's not, no.
I'm excited to see the finished product here.
You got the furniture, the patio furniture ordered.
You said that. That's nice. All the furniture. Man, it's coming along quick.
We're getting a couch. We're not going to go with the sectional now. We're just going with a couch and a nice chair. With an ottoman and, like, a little coffee table.
That's enough.
Yeah.
Because if you have a lot of people over, you can always pull out some beach chairs and stuff.
Right.
Yeah, that's the point. And plus, you're going to be in the pool anyway.
Right. I'm going to watch a lot of TV out there, though.
Yeah.
I think so.
Well, it's going to be your best setup.
Yeah, it's going to be a nice setup.
Especially if you get, like, the surround sound going and everything. That'll be beautiful. Grilling, watching TV, dipping your toes in the water.
Yeah.
Nothing better than that. Get a nice Yeti cooler. Keep your beers out there. I think that's what you got
to
do.
Is that what I have to
do? Keep stuff cold for like 9 weeks or whatever.
Yeah, those things are stupid though.
Yeah, they are expensive.
Just the cups are like $60.
Yeah, I know. I guess they work though. I guess they're good for like hunting and fishing. Like
they really work. I've seen people come off the golf course in 95 degree heat and like they still have the ice in there. I mean, it's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, they work. They do. I saw you posted that picture. All the people are back and they're a year older.
Did you like that picture of Granny in like that 1953
Oldsmobile
Ford or whatever? That thing was beautiful, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what it's like. Just a lot of left turn signals and a right turn only lane, things like that going on already.
I had this guy the other day going down the road and I see him about a mile and a half ahead of me, and he's got the reverse lights on, right? He's
you never want to see that.
And he's just driving in reverse because he missed his turn. Mm. So he literally threw it in reverse for about a quarter mile.
Because God forbid, I mean, most, it's like a grid system. All you have to do is go up, take a right, take another right, you're back on track.
And it was a country road. He could have just pulled a quick U-ey. It's not like he had to go up to the next set of lights.
Yeah, just do a 3-point turn and get on your way.
He could have done a 3-point turn, no problem. And I'm like, and I give him like just that dirty look. Like, I didn't want to beep at him and flip him off because he was like 104 years old and I could have been the last person he ever saw before he passed away. So I was respectful of that, but I just gave him that, like, you know, like how you just have to pull up and look at the person just to see how messed up they look?
Yes, that happens quite often, but imagine you not even close to as much as you do.
You have an assumption of what they look like, and you're like, I just got to see what this buffoon looks like.
And you're usually right.
You're always right.
Yeah. Oh, I can't believe just going in reverse.
I swear to God. Swerving. And it wasn't even like it was like 10 feet. It was like his head's like turned all the way around and he's just driving backwards. It was beautiful.
And it was probably like a, you know, like a 19 foot long, like Grand Marquis or something too.
Yeah. Yeah. It was an older car. Yeah.
Yeah. But you don't get too much in your neck of the woods. You're more like.
Thank God. Thank God.
You're around people over where you are.
We are. Thank God.
But going to the golf course and stuff, getting on the main roads.
You go down south a little bit, and they're everywhere. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm. All the New York plates, the New Jersey plates, all that. Is that what it is?
Yeah, I saw some Minnesotas, Michigan.
That's right, because you said you're more in like the Midwest. The people from the Midwest go to where you are, right?
Saw New Brunswick the other day.
Oh, Canada. I can't even imagine that. Yeah, that's tough. You like talking to those people, though.
I don't mind talking to old people. I just don't like them on the roads.
Well, but you like the ones that are just, like, just getting settled down there. Like, they're early in their snowbird life.
Yeah, right.
Like, the ones that are, like, in their late 50s or early 60s.
Yes.
And they say, I wish I had done it sooner.
Like, yes, those are the and they talk like about talk how much to. They hate where they live. Yeah, mm-hmm. Like those people. They're friends of mine.
But you don't like the ones that are 96 and they're down there and they... You know, driving around. Yeah, I know. I gotcha. I understand. I think we're on the same page with that.
So what's going on with you, Mr. Klinsman?
Yeah, jamming.
Not too much. Just going through work, slowing down for me, and we got our inventory coming up, and then we cut our hours back a little bit, so that's good. Nice and slow. Gets cold. Start selling ice melt. We got our shipments of ice melt in, and I was like,
crying on the inside.
Just a truckloads, like 3 truckloads of ice melt.
Is it gray now?
No, it's not too bad. It's been okay.
Like, how's the foliage?
Oh, it's all down. It all came down last weekend.
It's all down now.
Well, most of it. You know, you had a lot of wind and rain. It all kind of came down right in one weekend.
Did you take care of the leaves in the yard?
No, not yet. I don't have too many trees in my yard, so okay. I don't get a lot of leaves. Usually I just mow them.
Oh, is that what you do? Just mulch it?
Yeah, I just mow them into the sidewalk and then
Do you hate that smell? Like, I used to hate that smell.
I don't mind that.
When they were really crispy, though, like those oak leaves, like they're really crispy, like you could crumble them in your hand. You know how they stink. I hated that smell.
That didn't bother me too much, no. You know, I'm willing to throw all the fall and winter stuff under the bus, but that doesn't bother me too much. I don't mind fall. I shouldn't get too, like, melodramatic about the fall. It's just when the snow starts, that's when I start getting sad. I know you don't like the fall. You're just summer or nothing, and I get it.
That's yeah, I like spring. I used to like spring because summer was coming, but...
Right.
Yeah, I like summer four seasons, yeah.
But, like, three quarters of the year, I'm happy. I like spring, summer, and fall. It's just winter I don't like.
Yeah, winter sucks.
It's not fun.
Yeah, gentlemen.
But what are you going to do? I don't really have any special beer this week. I'm just drinking a Gansett.
Narragansett?
My tried and true Narragansett lager beer, yeah. In honor of the Red Sox winning the World Series. Hi, neighbor. Have a Gansett.
Oh, wow.
So that's all I have to say.
I've got some bumper music coming up, okay? And
You were telling me you had some big plans.
Well, I've kind of made a change of plans. I've got a little bumper going on, and it's... For the first break, do you remember the song Yellow Bird?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe if I heard it.
Yellow bird up high in papaya tree. Yellow bird, you sing all alone like me. Well, anyways.
I do not know that one.
We sang that in chorus at Christopher Rhodes Elementary School.
Mm-hmm.
And this is circa, I graduated there in 1985, so this is circa 83, 84, 85.
Mm-hmm.
And me and my best friend were in chorus, and we sat together. And on Fridays, we used to have to, you know, we did our practices.
Yes.
Well, my friend and I would sing that song, Larry Bird.
Oh, that's good.
Right? Instead of Yellow Bird, we'd sing Larry Bird.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our chorus teacher, she was hardcore.
She didn't like that.
You did not screw around. So she's playing the piano, and we're all singing, and all of a sudden it just stops. And she's like, all right. She stands up from her bench. All right, who's singing Larry Bird? And now you're doing the trying not to laugh. And
you're next to your buddy, so you know if you look at him, you're going to break.
Yeah, so like we're doing that. We're doing the way you're talking with, like, but not moving your teeth.
Yeah.
And I'm like, Morby, we're screwed. He's like, I know, shut up. He's like, we're so screwed. She's like, all right, we're not leaving because it was the last part of the day. It was the last part of Friday. So, yeah. Like, you had chorus and, like, all your buddies who weren't in chorus, like, the teacher, you know, because half this class was in chorus, she'd let you kind of goof off and the nerds would read and the other kids would, you know, whatever.
I trade think the baseball nerds were in cards chorus
and stuff. Yeah, the nerds were in chorus with the exception of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Well, I wasn't smart. Like, I so mean, nerd isn't smart.
True. Oh, I see. What you're
yeah,
saying.
I wasn't like that A-plus student. So she will not let this go. And I'm just holding. And now, like, you're thinking the kids are going to turn against you. She's like, we'll sit here. She's like, you can call your parents. We will sit here till 10 o'clock tonight until whoever fesses up singing Larry Bird. And I'm like, looking at him, I'm like, do we just get it over with or do we try to buy some more time? And 15 minutes go by and kids are looking at us because they know it's us. And
of course,
you know, I'm waiting on one of those two to, you know, somebody to rat us out. But long story short, we didn't end up getting busted.
No. Oh, wow. You waited till 10 o'clock at night?
Well, we played the trump card right there. We played that card and she had
plans. She didn't want to be there.
Yeah, that's true. She probably did have plans. We weren't thinking of that as, you know, 11-year-old idiots.
Yeah, she was probably like 32, single. She probably had boyfriend or fiance or something. You know, you think of her as like old hag, but she was probably just like a...
Yeah, she was like younger than you are, yeah.
Yeah.
Would you sing Larry Bird or were you too nerdy?
I would have done that. No,
You would have partaken the Larry Bird?
I like parody songs. That's good. We used to say, so in we had like the same deal where in like fifth grade you'd go to chorus. And our big song was Michael Jackson from Free Willy, Heal the World.
Ah, you got one? Heal the world, make it a better place for you and for me and the entire human race.
There are people dying if you care enough for the living.
Make a better place for you. Did Lionel Richie do that, or I'm thinking just all We Are the World?
I think you're thinking We Are the World, like Band-Aid
or whatever.
Because
was Michael the only one who did that song?
You know, I don't know. I just know it from chorus.
Make it better. All right, so anyways.
So you got your second bumper song now.
Oh, there's no story to this? This was just you sang a Michael Jackson song.
Well, no, you were talking about the song you sang a chorus and made me think of my chorus song.
Yeah, but you didn't switch it up to, like, Karl Malone or something? Heal Karl Malone.
I wasn't that creative. It wasn't that easy. It wasn't, like, didn't fall in my lap like Yellow Bird to Larry Bird.
Oh, so, okay.
I guess I could have done Heal the World, Be Free.
Yeah, but he's before your time.
Yeah, I didn't know about him back then.
Heal the world, be free. Make it a better place. All right, should we go to break?
We probably should for the sake of our listeners.
Okay. Back from break, episode number 245 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast, Mr. Klinsman, joining me up in the Westerly Studios. I've got Rhodey in studio. Kristen's at a retirement party tonight, so...
Oh, very nice.
I've got Rhodes in here. So you
is it at like a nice restaurant or something? Or is it like at the office and they're having just a lousy cake and pizza delivered or something?
No, I don't know where it is. This guy had like been with them forever.
Oh, so he's getting a gold watch and everything?
Oh, he's getting all that stuff. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. Heal the world. Make it better place. I'm going to be singing that all night. And I never liked that song.
It's not a great song.
That was one of the few Michaels that MJs that I didn't really care for.
Right. So what are we talking about this week, sir?
Day four.
Wow.
Gentlemen. Man, if I had known that you were there, I would have went to one of your... What year was this? I was probably a teenager.
Because I would have been like 11 or 12. You're not going to show up as a 21-year-old at my concert.
To make fun of you, though, I kind of wish I did.
If you... Like, you would have had to have been a few years older. Like 25, 26. But you were already out west by then.
What year was this?
I don't know, fifth grade must have been like 93, 94.
So I was a couple years out of high school, so I was like 20.
Yeah.
21.
I don't really know how old you're supposed to be in fifth grade. I haven't gone backwards to do the math.
I think you're 10. 10 to 11. All right, so yeah. 12-year-old, yep.
So yeah, that would be like 94 then.
Mm-hmm. Was your family very supportive? Did all the kids have to go?
I assume both sisters had to go. They were younger. They had to put up with that nonsense.
Were you an alto or a soprano?
All I know is I was in the back row because I was tall. I don't know what, like, if I even was heard or... I definitely sang out loud. They were, like, the kids that didn't want to do it. Because I think you were mandatory in chorus.
Oh, no. Oz, you had to audition for. Christopher Rhodes was a high-octane elementary school in the city of Rhode Island.
If you played an instrument, you were in the band. If you didn't play an instrument, you had to sing.
Okay.
So that was the gig, and I was way in the back, and I definitely sang, and then there were, like, most of the other kids in the back just pretended to sing and kind of, like, looked down at their feet.
And would they lip-sync?
Or hum along? Like, they didn't want any part of it, you know?
Okay. They didn't get in trouble for that, though, huh?
No, I don't think our chorus teacher really cared one way or
another. Oh, Miss Susie was passionate about chorus. Passionate!
I don't even know if this was like a music teacher. This could have been like the assistant lunch lady, and she just
Cranston High, Cranston school systems,
elementary school. Yeah, it's
very run on a shoestring budget.
That's right. Yes,
I played the block because when you were in sixth grade, I was in chorus fourth, fifth, and sixth. So when you're in sixth grade, you get to play an instrument. So you play a triangle or something. I played the block. It was beautiful.
The one thing you couldn't mess up. That's why they gave it to you. Yeah, like a metronome almost.
Yeah, it was so beautiful. I know a boy down in Nassau Isle. Joe is his name. He's got the winning style. Oh, it's all coming back now. It's all coming back. All
right, day four.
All right.
This was a sad day, wasn't it? We had to check out of Old Key West.
It was a sad day.
So that was the first thing. Schaefer headed home.
Yep. He got out of there at about 7 o'clock, didn't he?
Very early. Yeah, his flight was like at 8:30, 9 o'clock or something like that. He was gone early. Joey was making breakfast, and we had our breakfast, and we weren't sure if our replacement golfer, Scott Campbell, was showing up or not.
But yeah, because we hadn't really heard from him, had we?
No. And then we get a message from him, like, I'm waiting, our tee time's in like 14 minutes, and we hadn't left the place yet.
Oh, really?
You don't remember that?
I vaguely do. I don't remember he's texted you or messaged you on Facebook.
Yeah, I think he messaged me on Facebook. He's like, I'm here, where are you guys? And I'm like, oh, we haven't left yet. He's like, oh, it says, you know, our tee time's at 10:45. It's like 10:30.
Well, yeah, because we took a different route because Joey went alone because he was driving back to Sarasota
That's right.
And you and I took a different route, and he's yelling at us in the parking lot, Mr. OCD.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're teeing off in 3 minutes.
That's right. And we were. We didn't really have chances.
Yeah, we were fine. We were fine. Relax.
That was a bad round for me. I enjoyed the course. I really liked, like I mentioned last week, I liked those holes along the monorail in the Grand Floridian, which would be the finishing holes, but we started on 10, correct?
Yeah, they start you on 10. I don't know why. They said that when I talked to the starter a couple years ago when I stayed with your sister for the weekend, he said that they did studies that it makes for a quicker round, which I don't understand, because if it's two back, two and a half front, then it's still 4.5.
Right.
I don't understand the arithmetic there, but...
No. I didn't understand either, but obviously they do it. regardless.
Unless it opens up or something, if it's a little more clustered in the front, it opens up a little bit more when you...
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I'd have to... Because it was one of those where I should have asked a follow-up. Because 3 years later, this is still bothering me, why we can't figure this out. But
yeah, but the starter's not going to know. He's just saying, I don't know, that's what they tell me.
Yeah, that's true.
It's just you're on the tee.
All plays going off 10 today, boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, jamming.
And you start asking the questions. The guy's like, I make $7.50 an hour. Just get on the tee.
I don't even get tips. Just get long. Get out of here. What's the wind doing out there on number 10, sir?
So we started off and... I don't know, this course reminded me more of a New England course. In the, a lot of trees,
mm-hmm.
and like, it was more in the woods than just out it in the was. Open. Which was fine, it wasn't like, I mean, the grass was still difficult because it's the Bermuda grass and everything, but it reminded me more of a traditional, not traditional, but what I'm more used to, like a New England course.
Yeah, and it seemed like, as good as they could do, it seemed like there were a couple elevated tees, which is hard in Florida because it's so flat. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Because I think actually number 10 was a little elevated because there was a little
pond
kind of toward the left.
Right, that's correct.
But
I enjoyed the course. I played poorly, but I did enjoy the course. I liked the, whatever it was, 16, 17, 18, or 15, 16, 17, 18, as you made the turn towards the Grand Floridian in those last few holes, which would be the finishing holes.
Yes.
If you started on one, that was really nice.
Great holes, aren't they?
That was probably the best stretch of holes out of all three courses.
I would agree.
It wasn't my favorite course, but that was my favorite stretch of holes.
A great stretch of holes.
Mm-hmm. And you could see why it would be a great stretch of holes to watch finishing a golf tournament. The 18th hole is very difficult. Narrow tee shot.
Yes.
Along the woods, you know, so that was a tough hole. And then on the front, I don't really remember anything sticking out on the front. Remember there being a couple short holes, a couple short par fours. And the Mickey Mouse bunker was on, that was on the front, maybe hole 6 or 7.
Yeah, number 6.
Number 6, okay. So that stood out, obviously, the Mickey Mouse bunker. But other than that, it wasn't anything that really stood out, but it was very nice. I liked it, and I wish I'd played better that round because I felt like I got a little better in the second round, and I got a lot worse between the second and the third.
What I liked about that golf course is there was a lot of risk reward.
That's true.
I mean, there were a lot of fours that you could really, that one that we actually had to hit 3-wood.
Right, that's correct.
And if you overcooked a 3-wood, you were going to go over the green.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had some beast par fives.
Yes, that's,
I mean,
yeah,
they had some beasts.
And it was windy that day, too.
It was very
windy.
Was
some, that, like, some of the par threes playing into the wind. I think that one par three on the... On the front, like one of the last few holes, not 6, but a couple earlier than that, it was like 189, but it was into a wind. I think we were all hitting like 5-woods or 4-irons on that one, if I remember correctly.
The Mickey Mouse always plays long, too, and it's weird because it's a little downhill.
Right.
And I think that's usually 8. That's around 160, 165.
Right, yeah, I think we hit 7s there, but I came up a little short, but I hit it left anyway. But you said you were surprised that... we didn't run into any wildlife. You said you always see deer or turkeys out
there. Tons of deer on the Magnolia. Tons of deer on the Magnolia.
And we didn't see anything. Maybe because it was middle of the afternoon, too, when we were playing.
Yeah, that's true. Because when I played, it wasn't dusk, but I went out at about 2, 2:30.
Yeah, either early or late, you're going to see
Yeah,
it.
You're right. I didn't see any deer. Yeah, I didn't see any alligators in the ponds.
Nope, no gators. No wildlife, really, at all. We saw some turkeys... On the Magnolia, I believe, right along the shades of green, there were turkeys right along the building when we teed off on the first hole.
Oh, at the Palm.
Yeah.
On the Palm.
The Palm, I'm sorry, yeah, the second day.
Yeah.
Well, that was about it. Anything, any last thoughts on the golf?
Not really, not off the top of my head.
It was enjoyable, but I really, you know, I think I mentioned it to you a couple weeks ago. You know, I'd been out of the trip for a while, and I was like, I miss it. I could play those courses all the time. They were fun to play. They weren't like rinky dink or easy, but they weren't impossible either. They're just fun. Like
I thought the same. I thought the same thing. Someday when I retire up there, I'm definitely going to play up there a lot because they are.
I thought you were retired already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, when I retire up there.
Oh, okay. I got you.
When I get my second retirement home. But I was thinking the same thing. Like they're challenging, but. They're not when you're done with them, you're like, I never want to go play there again.
Like, sometimes they're so challenging, it's unfair.
Right.
But that certainly wasn't. Like, if you hit the ball well, you could not like you're going to go under par or anything, not with you and I, but you could score decently at those places if you hit the ball well.
Right.
Especially the tees we played. I mean, we played basically the senior tees.
Yeah, we did.
That kept it nice and short for us. Which was fine because, like we said, our drivers weren't carrying. I don't know
no.
what it was. I never experienced anything like that. Because then when I played back home after that, I felt like I hit it the same way, and I was hitting it good again.
Yeah.
Again, 230 to 250. You know, down there I smoked when it went like 210 if I got lucky. I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah. Heavy air.
I guess so. That must just be what it was. Anyway, so after golf, we said our goodbyes to Joey, and Scott had to take off as well.
But we had jamming!
We had our upgrade, though. We had to go to All-Star Movies, correct, to check
yes!
in?
Yes! Yes!
And you weren't necessarily looking forward to this, but you weren't, like, you weren't dreading it like you were the Clarion.
I was afraid at the Clarion.
You were afraid at the Clarion. You were just kind of like, it's going to be tough going from Old Key West to All-Star Movies.
In which it was.
It was, but we got a brand new refurbished room there. Which, you want to talk about that room for a little bit? Because
yeah,
we were both very, very impressed with that room.
Yeah, I do.
Go ahead. Give me your first impressions.
I loved it. It was beautiful.
It was fantastic. Now, I'll have to say, I think it goes without saying for me, I have not been in a refurbished room at Coronado or Pop.
No, neither have I.
So this is the first time you've been in this new style that they're kind of moving everything over to.
Yep.
Okay. So, the hardwood floors, or whatever they are, the fake hardwoods, I assume, but gives it a nice clean feel, makes the room seem bigger with that fold-out table, obviously, that turns into the bed. When it's folded up, the room seems very big. Huge TV. That was one of the first things I noticed.
Like
that must have been a 55, 60-inch TV.
Monster.
Monster TV, beautiful furniture, nice, like, modern woods and everything. A ton of USB chargers, a ton of plugs.
Yeah.
Which is great because one of the things you could say about the Disney rooms is there's not a lot of outlets. But now that they're redoing them, everyone has, you know, 9 tablets and smartwatches and everything they have to charge. It's nice that there's a lot of USB ports and regular power outlets to put in all your devices. A little fridge that...
Yep.
We tested out. What did we get in there? About 36 beers?
We got a lot of beers in there, sir. Lots.
Because did you do an 18-pack or a 12?
No, I did. I may have even done a case.
I don't think you did a case.
Then I did an 18, minimum.
So 18 and a 12. So we got 30 beers in there and a couple Powerades without really much problem.
Yep.
So that was good. Little coffee station right there above the refrigerator. The bathroom's gorgeous. It's got the, it doesn't have the curtain anymore. It has like a closed, like
a like
pocket door.
Yeah, like they had at Coronado Springs. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Waterfall, rainfall showerhead.
Yep.
A beautiful sink. Everything in there. Nice. You know, lots of storage. It's kind of all hidden storage because you put like your suitcases under the bed because they're elevated.
Yep.
Really, yeah, I was very impressed with it.
Now, one of the changes that they made is now the soaps. You can't rip off the soaps because they're in dispensers.
Right. They're doing that all over now. I don't mind that. I mean, no. I liked ripping off the soaps, but I don't mind that.
Right.
When they first said that they were moving to dispensers, I was like, that's kind of like sketchy, but the way they did it,
it looks
perfect.
Fine.
Yeah. Yep, no problem with that. There's no way someone could tamper with them. You don't have to worry about, like, people putting some Bengay in there or anything.
Oh, I didn't think of that now. Now I gotta bring my own. I never thought of that.
I said there's no chance of people to tamper.
I gotta rethink that, though. There's absolutely no way you can get the tops off?
I don't think so. You need the key.
And I'm not worried about Bengay.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You know, washing my hair. You know, that's...
no, I gotta analyze. You gotta reanalyze this whole situation, don't you?
Yeah, I didn't. Why'd you have to do that to me?
I'm sorry. I was giving it as a compliment, like they thought of that.
Oh, no. And, all right. Anyways, go on.
I was gonna say, we may not be the best judges, but the bed seemed pretty comfortable, but we were also a few deep when we decided to hit the sack.
Yeah, but we were laying around.
Rhodey disagrees.
Yeah, Kristen's coming home. He notifies you every person who walks by. So
that's good.
Yep. So Susie's just pulling in, so now he's barking.
But yeah, the bed seemed very comfortable, even the pull-down one, because I ended up using the pull-down bed, which was very easy to push up and down. Not a problem with that. Beds were comfortable. Like we said, TV huge. The room seemed a lot bigger. Nice and clean. Probably a lot easier to clean, because everything's a hard surface. Very impressed with it. And the artwork was nice. They had the, Donald, Mickey, and Goofy above the bed. Just kind of like a modern piece of artwork for that. Nothing over the top, not stupid wallpaper everywhere, just like a simple, understated kind of thing.
Right.
I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Yeah, I thought the key was I liked the fold-down bed.
That's nice, because you get the nice table with the chairs, and then you can convert it to the bed at nighttime.
Mm-hmm. But it gives you room. My biggest complaint of the values is just you feel like you're cramped in there.
Right.
And we like to spend time in room. And you and I even spent quite a bit of time in the room.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the Stacy Channel.
Mm-hmm.
Having some
Budweiser.
Some Budweiser.
Cold beers. Yep. Yeah, it was good. Definitely felt more spacious with the table there instead of the bed automatically being down. Now, before we got to the nighttime activities, we decided we were going to go swimming, but we didn't want to swim in the All-Star Movies pool.
Right.
So we took a ride over to one of your favorite moderate pools, Coronado Springs.
Correct.
And we got there, and we were checking out the construction.
Yep.
And we went over to the pool, and it was drained, empty.
Yes.
Which was not ideal for our chances of swimming there. It was almost like karma, like we were trying to be weasels, and then we got shut off. But we did run into a pseudo Disney celebrity while we were there. We bumped into Tim Tracker while we were at Coronado.
He was doing some filming for his channel, the construction updates. The construction.
Yeah.
He was doing the construction updates for that in Caribbean Beach.
And he was a nice guy.
Very nice guy.
He took a lot of time and talked to us, and he was asking our opinions on stuff, and he didn't just go along like, oh, I'm in the middle of filming, I'll talk to you guys later or whatever. He gave us time, and we weren't being like jerks to him either. It was just a pleasant conversation. So
he asked us what we thought of Shula's and the golf courses.
Right, yeah. That's what got me the most. Like, we were like kind of done with the conversation, then he was like, oh, what'd you think of it? Like, he kept it going, asking about the golf course. So you could tell that he, was into the conversation anyway. Probably doing, research for his own shows. Like, oh, that'd be something to do in the future, play golf and do a video. So, makes sense.
And he's one of our favorite channels on YouTube.
Yeah, I know. Like, some people, I feel like they're jealous. Like, oh, I could do what he does. But I feel like he works hard. And he said that, what did he say? It takes like 6 to 8 hours to edit every video.
Yeah, yeah. His wife, because he said that his wife was at home editing one that was going to go up today.
Right.
Because he said, I think this was going up tomorrow or whatever. But
yeah, they do one every day for the most part. And, 6 to 8 hours editing, and he's out filming. So he works hard. I definitely give him credit. And he's good. He does good stuff.
Lots of really good content. Really,
really good.
Resort
tours,
content.
All the restaurants they go to, everything like that. Yeah, they do a good job. But enough gushing about Tim Tracker.
So check out the Tim Tracker channel on YouTube.
Yeah, I'm sure everyone who listens knows of him, but if you don't, go to his channel. It's fantastic.
All right, so anyways, we did a walk around the resort after we were shut down at the dig site.
Checking out the construction, which, by the way, that new tower looks terrible.
It's
there,
awful.
Doesn't it?
Oh, it's so bad. It's so ugly. It's
so
out of
place.
That
place. Yeah. I liked the bar on the water, the bar and restaurant in the middle of the lake.
That's going to be
cool. That
looks cool.
Yep. But the tower looks terrible.
It's so out of place.
I feel like Disney shouldn't do towers. Like, every resort they've done is like 2 to 3 story buildings all spread out, and now they're going up.
Mm-hmm.
They're just building upward, and it doesn't look right.
Yeah, no character at all.
Yeah, it's too bad. But, it's probably a lot cheaper to build straight up than to do a sprawling resort.
It is.
So, I understand that aspect of it, but, Michael Eisner wouldn't let that happen.
Absolutely not.
He was a resort guy, wasn't he?
Yes, he was.
He loved it, he cared about it, and they,
that was his
baby. Showed.
There's no way in hell he would have allowed that.
No.
It's not like they've run out of real estate.
No, I know, exactly. So after that, we were trying to think of another place to go, and we settled on the Wilderness Lodge to go take a swim there, and what a good choice that ended up being.
How did we end up settling on that? What did we just say? You want to go over to Wilderness Lodge?
Well, there weren't many other choices because, the Poly uses a magic band. We weren't going to go to Caribbean Beach. We weren't going to go back to the All-Stars, so we just decided, I love Wilderness Lodge anyway, so we said we'll go over there. And we checked out their pool, which is a really nice pool. It's small, though. For a main pool, it's pretty small.
It is.
But it was not crowded. It was a gorgeous night.
Which is
why
I love swimming at Deluxe's.
Mm-hmm. And one of the things I really liked about it, which I didn't know because I've never really checked it out that closely, is that the little water feature that's inside the lobby actually continues and drains into the pool.
Oh, you didn't know that?
I did not know that.
Oh.
So that was really cool. And then it actually kind of creates a little bit of a current when you go over there,
makes
it, which is nice. And then you did the slide once. I didn't do the slide. It's kind of a rinky-dink slide, isn't
it?
Yeah,
it is. Yep.
Pretty small. But you know what? It does the job for the kids. And then we did the hot tub, which there's two of them.
Yeah,
right,
they
next
got
to each other, which is nice.
Pianos going over there. Yep.
That wasn't crowded at all.
No.
The only thing I didn't like was you had to go through the kids' splash pad to get to it.
Yeah, it's kind of a quirky
from
setup,
where we
isn't
were.
It?
You can go all the way out and around and get in, but from where we were in the pool, you had to go through the splash pad area. which was fine, but it's just a little strange. So we did that, we swam, and then we decided to go to my favorite little bar slash quick serve, Geyser Point. And you had not been there, correct?
That is correct.
And so you know how I've told you how I feel about it, and obviously we talked about it, but why don't you tell the people what you thought of it, your first impressions?
Oh, just the ambiance is just perfect. It's perfect. You can sit outside. Yeah. You sit outside.
It's only outside. Yeah.
They had the football. Well, I meant like there's like a little covered area.
Oh, right. Where right
you
at can, the bar.
Where the bar area is, where the TVs. But then you can sit outside
mm-hmm.
on Bay Lake like you and I did.
Right.
Although
technically that's not part of the bar. Like we asked the bartender and he's like, well, you can get your food and bring it there, but we can't bring it to you. But he ended up bringing it to us anyway. And
true.
He came out. But so I guess that's not technically part of the bar, but I know people use it all the time, but there's not a ton of seats, so it can get crowded there.
Yep.
But it wasn't that night. And it was a perfect night. We got a couple drinks. We each had a Bloody Mary, right?
Yeah, we did have a Bloody Mary.
And then we switched over to some beers after that. We got food. You got chicken wings.
Yeah, they were delicious.
And did you get anything else or just the wings?
I just got the wings.
And then I got the bison burger with the homemade chips, which was very good as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great. So we had a couple beers, and then the fireworks came on, and they piped the music over there?
Yes, they
I
did.
They did bring the music over. So we watched the fireworks. It wasn't a great view of the fireworks, but you could see it pretty good.
Yeah, it was tough because there was some tree obstruction.
Right, but it was still nice, and you know, we just sat out there, watched the fireworks, and then after the fireworks, we headed back to the All-Stars, and we just basically walked around and drank beers, and I regrettably ate a foot-long chili cheese dog.
You want to talk about that?
No, I'd rather not.
You don't want to talk about the hot dog?
I don't want to talk. It was one of the worst things I've ever eaten in my life.
What did the guy say when right before you got it?
What was it about the cheese?
Do we have any fresh cheese?
Do we have any more cheese? Fresh cheese? I don't think that kind of cheese has ever been considered fresh, but it was particularly not fresh. It's not a good sign when you hear the spoon like clinking around trying to get the last like scrapes of cheese out of one of those vats. Is it?
Was that one of the worst things you've ever had?
It has to, yeah. I don't. If I was of sound mind, I wouldn't have eaten more than one bite.
And you ate the whole thing, didn't you?
No, I didn't. I threw most of it away. I probably ate, not most of it, I probably ate 3/4 of it. But I ended up, like, scraping the chili off and just eating the hot dog.
Ugh.
It was gross. You know, when you've had a few and you have a hankering for some food, usually you'll eat anything, right?
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So you know it's bad when I'm, like, making faces eating that thing. It was not good. It was big, though. You know, foot long. It was Instagram worthy. Is that what the kids say these days?
I don't know. Instagram's way past. Beyond, yeah. I'm not into Instagram.
So put it this way. I took a picture of it at night, and I went and looked at the picture the next day, and I just deleted it off my phone. I couldn't even, like, look at the picture. That's how bad it was.
Really?
Yeah. Not a good choice by me. I think we used the tables in Wonderland, though, didn't we?
Yeah, we can use tables in Wonderland at the All-Stars food court.
So it only cost me, like, $8 for that dirty filth. The French fries were okay.
Were they?
Some fries. They were fine. You had some.
No, I did. And why did you go with that dog? Was that the best option?
That was, like, the only booth open. It was like literally 5 minutes before they were closing, and I just had a burger for dinner. I didn't want to get another burger.
Another
they didn't have like steak sandwiches or pizza or anything, so I just got a bad decision. I mean, you can't, there's no excuses.
Yeah,
it's like when you have a press conference after a baseball game where you just blew a save, you just say, you know, I just didn't have it today. No excuses. Tip your cap and you move on to the next one.
Do you have a fear of hot dogs now, though, or are you going to get
I'm okay. I just probably, I think I have more of a fear of...
of that food court?
Of that cheese.
Oh, the cheese.
The cheese was really the bad part. The hot dog itself wasn't terrible.
Yeah, because I did have a, it wasn't bad, because I did when you were dying, I had some bites and it was all right, but... And the thing is, I don't think you, I think you just ordered a hot dog and he just loaded all that filth on.
Well, no, it was a chili cheese dog.
Oh, it was a chili cheese
That's
dog?
That's what it was on the menu, yeah. And, like, he was, like, searching around for the cheese. I was like, you know, don't worry about the cheese. I was like, no, I think there's a little bit left in here.
Yeah.
Not a good choice, yeah.
Because that's when we came up with our top 10 things you'd be eating.
Yeah. Oh, would you like me to read that list? Because I have it saved on my phone.
Yeah, you might as well.
Or do you want to do that after the break?
Yeah, we can do it after the break.
You have anything else you want to mention here? I know we just, basically after that, we just drank beers the rest of the night.
Yeah, that's about it. We can do a wrap-up show for next week.
All right, that sounds
pretty
good.
Much
so,
the next day, which wasn't very eventful, but little
not
wrap
for
up.
Me anyway.
Yeah.
So we'll take We'll take a break and we'll come back and we'll do our top 10 list of things you don't want to hear at a Disney quick serve.
Back from break, episode number 245 is in the books. Mr. Klinsman is up in Westerly, Rhode Island. How long did it take? Was it a couple days to recover from that?
No, I was good by the time I got on the plane.
Okay.
That night. I had some Chinese food at the airport. Oh, I was back to like 90%. I hadn't eaten all day.
Did you have stomach pains? Did you mud a lot?
No, not too much.
Really?
I wish I had. It's just like I had like a sour feeling. Like I just felt like I needed to sleep. I don't know. We'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, all right.
I don't want to get ahead. We need content for next week.
Yeah, we do. You're right.
So do you want to hear this top 10 list we came up with? That like,
can you bang some papers on your desk?
I don't have any paper. I'll just tap the pen. Hang on. There you go.
There we go.
So we have a top 10 things you don't want to hear at a Disney quick serve. Number 10, we don't take tables in Wonderland. Number 9, pick it up, it's been less than 3 seconds. Number 8, did we ever order more plastic gloves? Number 7, do you mind waiting an extra 90 seconds for the prime rib? Number 6, you're gonna need some moist towelettes. Number 5, I'm sorry sir, the bathroom's being cleaned. A boom. Number 4, we're out of the special tonight. How would you like the Salisbury steak? Number 3, how long can the fish stay out and still be served? Number 2, when is the last time they changed the cheese? And number 1, I'm sorry, the state told us we can't offer that anymore. That's not bad for a couple drunks coming
No, that's not bad at all. Number 1's pretty good. I like the Salisbury steak too. That's definitely something you would get like at a Pop Century quick serve, don't you?
Yeah,
think?
Exactly.
With the mushrooms and
Beauty.
The state said we can't offer that anymore. That's good.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Oh jeez.
All right, why don't you bring us home? We got nothing else. We can't top that, can we?
No, we can't. No, that you got to finish it with that. You can listen to us on iTunes, Stitcher, Radio, Google Play. Search for us at Por Favor Podcast. Social media, Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast. You can email the show, info@PorFavorPodcast. You can email me, Mike@PorFavorPodcast.com. Mr. Klinsman.
You could email me, Gary@PorFavorPodcast.com. And don't forget about our YouTube channel, YouTube.com/PorFavorPodcast. That's it. Bring it home.
All righty. Thanks for listening to episode number 245 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las Podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. I'm Mr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, and we'll talk to you next week.
Living, then it feels that always love. better place.